From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The U.S. has pledged to contribute $1 billion toward a program to slow down deforestation around the world. The pledge comes at the U.N. Climate Change Summit in Copenhagen. The international conference has been marked this week by fighting among delegates and protesters outside the meeting site. One of the sharpest conflicts has emerged between developing nations and wealthier ones. Developing countries are mad because they say richer countries are foot-dragging over commitments to cut greenhouse gas emissions and who will pay for this. While noting signs of improvement in the economy, Federal Reserve officials said today continued weakness justifies keeping the benchmark interest rate near zero. NPR's John Itzde reports.
It was expected that Fed policymakers would end their two-day meeting by announcing they were holding interest rates near zero to support the ailing economy. And while officials noted signs of improvement in the housing sector and consumer spending, they also noted that businesses continue to cut back on investment and remain reluctant to add new workers. Given the continuing economic weakness and subdued inflation, Fed officials said again that they would likely hold interest rates low for an extended period. There was one subtle sign that the Fed might be setting the stage for pulling back some of its support for the economy. It was a reminder that over the next 6 months, its extraordinary programs to provide support for housing and business finance will be expiring. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
The government says consumer inflation grew in November. The Labor Department says prices were up 0.4%, but it was mostly due to higher energy costs. When that's factored out, consumer inflation was flat in November. In a separate report, the Commerce Department said the trade deficit jumped in the third quarter of this year by more than 10%. Iran has tested another long-range missile. While the Pentagon says Iran did not appear to show any new capabilities, the State Department points out the missile test comes at a time when the United States and other countries are pushing for sanctions. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
State Department spokesman Ian Kelly said the missile tests undermine Iran's claims of peaceful intentions.
These kinds of actions will only increase the seriousness and resolve of the international community in our efforts to hold Iran accountable for its continued defiance of international obligations on its nuclear program.
Obama administration officials have said that it's time to start considering tougher sanctions on Iran. Top diplomats from the U.S. and other permanent U.N. Security Council members are expected to discuss that in a conference call next week. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
On Wall Street, just before the close, the Dow Jones Industrials were down 5 points at 10,446. The Nasdaq was up 6 points. It was at 2207. The S&P 500 up 2 at 1109. This is NPR. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi will remain hospitalized for at least another day as he recovers from Sunday's attack by a mentally ill man. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
Doctors said Berlusconi is in pain and has trouble eating after being hit in the face with a souvenir statuette of the Milan Cathedral during a rally in Milan. The impact broke his nose, knocked out two teeth, and caused severe bleeding. The attacker is in jail. Security had been tightened around the prime minister after the attack, but during the night, another mentally disturbed man was able to reach the floor where Berlusconi is hospitalized. An official said the 26-year-old man is a Berlusconi supporter who wanted to pay him a visit. The attack has further inflamed Italy's polarized political atmosphere. A top official of Berlusconi's party has blamed the independent media for creating a climate of hatred against the prime minister. And the government is preparing a bill to crack down on websites that advocate violence. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Time magazine has named Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke as its Person of the Year. The magazine editors say they picked the Fed chairman for his role in helping avert the country from falling into a second Great Depression. Other subjects for Person of the Year by Time magazine have been Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. The nephew of movie and theme park magnate Walt Disney has died. A spokesman for Roy E. Disney says he died today of cancer. He was 79. Roy Disney worked for the Disney Company as a writer and producer. Later, he headed his own company and served on Disney's board of directors, where he twice led shareholder revolts against senior company managers. This is NPR News.